you.
City of Winston Council meeting, September 16th,
2024. It comes.
It does, too.
It does.
Call me in order, please stand up. Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call. Councilor Anderson?
Here.
Councilor White?
Here.
Councilor Hobson?
Here.
Councilor Cunningham?
Here.
I'm here. Any adjustments to the agenda, Mr. McIntosh?
Thank you, Mayor. I think you had one in terms of an additional event.
Announcement, so we'll get to that at the end of the meeting. Public hearing. It's a supplemental budget for Safe Routes to Schools, Northwest Cumberland Avenue. The City of Winston Municipal Code Title 3, Chapter 30, Section 30.09 specifies the order of presentation of testimony at public hearings. After the hearing is opened as follows. And I'm going to open the hearing. Conflict of interest disclosures. Anybody on the council have a conflict of interest when it comes to this resolution?
No.
Hearing none. I have a staff report, please. Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So this public hearing is for a supplemental budget. Put in other terms, we put our budget in place and it begins July 1st. If there are unanticipated expenses, for example, the reasoning for this supplemental budget, a grant opportunity to where we have to make a modification to our budget to account for an additional expenditure or revenue source. In particular, the ODOT Safe Routes to School grant, that's part of our new infrastructure project we're doing in this year. This only relates to Tumlin Avenue improvements. It would be a new street, a new sewer, new curbs, gutters, sidewalks, new drainage. It's a full infrastructure overhaul over there, which is a great thing for the kids, for the bus drivers, for the residents. Huge project. So we're going to be doing that in this fiscal year. We secured a Safe Routes to School ODOT grant that's $2 million. We get reimbursed in the tune of 80%. We have to spend 20%. So we have a quote from our engineer for everything. This supplemental budget would incur everything except for the sewer work. The supplemental budget, the full amount is $313,825. 80% of that would be $251,060. 20% of that would be $62,765. So we're essentially creating a revenue and expenditure source. The revenue source would be the $251,060 because that's the 80% we're getting reimbursed. The expenditure source would be $313,825. That's the first part of the supplemental budget. The second part is just a housekeeping item. We got the Point Source DEQ loan grant, which is $4 million. When we originally did our budget, we placed that in the line item called Mainline Replacement. We feel it incumbent upon us to separate it and have it in its own line item. This part of it doesn't require a supplemental budget because we're just making an adjustment that's a no net change. It's the Safe Routes to School element that requires the supplemental budget. That's essentially what it is. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. I did skip a step here. It's not on this sheet, but it's on this one. I need to read the resolution by title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Resolution number 24-1156, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting a supplemental budget for the City of Winston for the 2024-2025 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Thank you, Ms. Sarton. Public comments. Anybody want to make a comment in opposition? Anybody in favor? Anybody just want to talk?
Yeah, I do.
Kelly, you got to come up here.
So that was a $4 million that went to the sewer?
Pardon me?
The sewer fund?
No, this is for Safe Route to Schools.
Right. What I was told was they were doing it all the way up Cary Street. Is that not happening anymore? Or?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Can we get your name and address for the record?
Oh, if you're Mitch Hamilton, 2603, 10 Mile Valley Road.
The housekeeping item, if I may, Mayor, the housekeeping item, the adjustment we're making in terms of the $4 million grant and loan, that's separate. The Safe Routes to School includes later in the project, it's not this part of the project, but later in the project, it includes 33 pedestrian ramps and 3 rapid flashing beacons. Awesome. And that does affect Cary. It'll be all the way up Cary. So, correct. Mm-hmm. That's later on when we're able to fund the rest of the $2 million project.
All right.
Anybody else like to speak? I'd like to close the hearing at this point. Any further discussion from council? Consent agenda. Council minutes for September 3rd, 2024. Everybody's read those, I suppose.
I move that we accept the council minutes from September 3rd, 2021.
A motion. Looking for a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered in this agenda is welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anyone would like to approach the council? Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Economic development, Councillor White.
Well, I think you've got everything just earlier as to what went on in our meeting. I think that was given out as far as what the chamber's doing, and that's mainly what the whole thing was about. We did talk about putting out a letter, which we're still working on, I think. And we have to discuss it with Thomas. Or they have to, I should. I'm just in the audience, I'm sorry. But anyway, that will be discussed with him.
Okay.
And that was about it. I think it was a great presentation today. Thank you so much. I was so excited after that economic meeting. I was jumping up and down.
All Twitter pages were you, Dory?
Yes, I was.
Good. Well, thank you. Park Board, Ms. Anderson, please.
Okay, there were any motions or anything passed. Just some brief highlights. Jesse Curry was giving the city and the park board kudos for the use of the ball fields. He was with Southern Oregon Timberwolves, and he was just very thankful that we're able to reserve those and for his use of the field this year. They figured out the signs for the skate park, and what they did is they just used the same verbiage that was there and added the ORS language on there. The signs have been ordered but not placed. So it's just whatever is there, just placing more signage for the helmets so that people are more safe as far as what under 16
yes.
And then also there's some issues with the parking down at kind of by the middle school, people parking in fire lanes and in no parking areas. So they are having the police involved in how people move along and park in the designated areas. And that was it. Kind of the brief highlights.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Councilor Anderson? Okay, department reports. Wastewater report from Mr. Sherlock was in our packet. Anything from administration, Mr. McIntosh?
Real quick, Mayor. Thank you, members of council. Good evening, members of the audience. I have been endeavoring to work on our city employee handbook. Essentially, that was triggered because our public works union dissolved. They made a decision to dissolve, and there were certain elements in that contract, a boot allowance and some other things that we needed to capture and make sure they had the assurance that they would continue to get those amenities. So we had made the decision to factor it into the employee handbook. In addition, the employee hand, the last one was crafted or updated, if you will, in 2014. The League of Oregon Cities and CIS, our insurance, they have a great template. I've reviewed that template, and we are kind of leaning towards using that and just punching in things from our existing because of the updated and additional protections in the tune of 10 years that have passed. There are some great mutual protections in there. For the reason I bring this to the attention of the council is it'll require your ratification by virtue of ordinance. So here in the next couple of months, I should have some revisions. We are going to go through a employee revisement period, which means we put it out to them and offer them an opportunity during a notice period for suggested revisions or any suggestions they may have or questions before we bring it before the council. That's all I have for you. Thank you.
Any questions for Thomas? Thank you, sir. Old business, the Winston Diller WDAFA funds request for the Melon Festival. Mr. Caldwell's not able to be here.
Christy is going to step in for Clay.
Christy
Glenn Knudsen, 241 Southeast Darrell. Clay called me this afternoon. His father passed away last Friday.
That's sad.
Yeah, born on Friday the 13th, died on Friday the 13th.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, his luck continued, didn't
it? It did. No, he was good. Okay. For him, it was good. The festival came forward last meeting and asked for $1,500, and you were going to check your funds and see how that transpired.
Thank you. I've since learned that request was a bit short of the whole need. By about half. I'd like to recommend that we maybe boost that $1,500 request and drop $2,000 on them. Would that work from the budget okay?
They would. You have those funds available in the community activities line item.
Oh, yeah. Any other suggestions or questions?
Would that affect anything that we discussed in the workshop?
No, it wouldn't. Okay. All of that is in the, embedded in the TRT. This is a different line item.
It's popcorn money.
Okay.
Bring the green bags.
So how much would we have left in that community activities fund after that?
Nothing.
Okay,
it would be flushed out.
I think we can always fix that if need be later. But I think this is a worthy cause. Anyone want to make a motion to that?
If I would make a motion to that effect.
Councilor Hobbs has made a motion.
Second.
And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Thank
Look
you.
How easy that was, Ben.
That was
huh?
So easy. Aye, thank you. Thank you. The festival committee thanks you very, very much.
I'm in shock.
Okay.
Thank you,
Christy. Okay, new business licenses. BNS RV Supply, Bob and Stephanie Preston. Where are they planning on doing this, Thomas? Any?
In the Golden Rule, Mayor.
Oh, really?
Where?
In the Golden, in an outfit in there. It's a small leased space, and one of the reasons why this is in two pages is they have an existing license where they've already been reviewed and checked.
So perfect. Where are the people going to park their RVs when they come shopping there?
Hopefully they don't bring their RVs in there. They come with a different vehicle.
They can park in front of the post office. Okay, so we're looking for a business license approval.
I so move.
Now a motion?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Another new business coming to town. That's pretty good news.
Look into it.
Council workshop dates. What do you got up your sleeve, Mr. McIntosh?
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Are we thinking of one for the chamber in a month or 2 weeks? What are we going to do?
We can certainly do a follow-up one, or we can place that on the agenda for the regular council meeting at the discretion of the council.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
What was that?
Regular council meeting.
Okay. I will essentially just bring in you figures so you can do some decision-making.
Perfect. We'll do that then. Thank you. Resolution 24-1156, supplemental budget for the Safe Route to Schools Northwest Tumblin Project. Once again, by title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 24-1156. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting a supplemental budget for the City of Winston for the 2024-2025 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, please, Mr. McIntosh. You kind of already covered that, but hit the high points.
Yeah, I'll hit the high point. Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Just want to touch on something in addition to what I shared before. This supplemental budget includes grant money and the endeavors from the city in the tune of upwards to $6 million. $6 million that will be funneled into the city to replace very important infrastructure, sewers and streets. And we are very proud and grateful of the progress that we've made, particularly with the Safe Routes to School because of the connotation on keeping the kids safe. It'll be a lot of work. It'll be a good bit of work. And this here, I just want to give credit to where credit is due. There was identification from Public Works that, number one, it needs to happen in this budget year, Tumblin. But number two, we've listened to the concerns and the pleadings of the property's owners over there for a long duration of time. And this encapsulates taking action in this budget year by virtue of a supplemental budget. So we would urge you to approve the resolution 24-1156.
Comments from the audience? Council, anything you want to talk about this? I think this is a pretty good deal. At least the purpose. Okay, council action. Looking for a motion to approve 24-1156.
I'll make a motion we approve resolution 24-1156.
Have a motion. Looking for a second, please.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Non-agenda items from council. Any of y'all got something to talk about?
I didn't.
There's always one.
Yes, always one. We had a very short library board meeting, so I didn't ask for it on the agenda, but I did want to comment on the fact that they are doing the story time now, starting on the 13th. They also have a grant out to the Ready Readers program, and they've already ordered books for the September and October Ready Readers, which includes kindergarten, first, and second graders.
Cool.
So they already got a bunch of kids signed up for that. And they're also waiting for a Roundhouse grant for $1,500 to buy large print books because there's a big demand for large print books. They don't have enough to go around.
Good. That's awesome.
That was basically what they talked about at the library board, and they aren't going to have a board meeting in October. They're going to skip until November.
Perfect.
Did they say the exact number they had signed up yet?
No, because they're still getting kids involved.
Or just school, they had more than when I used to take my grandson there.
What's that?
I said for the summer session, I was wondering if they had.
Yeah.
A full load.
Yeah. They aren't sure yet because the schools are still.
Yeah, they didn't start yet. The chamber.
Okay, nothing else. Thank you very much. Upcoming agenda items. Agreement for 21 manhole adjustments in correlation with the ODOT highway project. Mr. McIntosh, explain that for us, or Andy, is a better spot for you.
Well, yeah, as the ODOT started their paving project from Abraham, from the bridge all the way to I-5, part of that is some adjustments of some manholes. So it's pretty much be vertical adjustments. And one of the things with manholes, of course, is for the paving that comes in, you can't just go out and leave potholes in the road. You can't, so part of the agreement we have with ODOT is when they come, the contractor will come in, adjust the manholes for the new depth of paving when they do the grind and inlays. They'll reset those. So that'll be about 21 manholes that will need to be adjusted for that paving project.
So a relatively no cost to us, then they're just going to...
No, there's a cost.
There's a cost.
To us?
Yes, go ahead. It's an ODOT right away. There's a cost.
You were giving money away a minute ago.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I mean, it's their idea to do the paving.
Yes. I wish I had worked when we did the bridge too with the anger.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's state
their
highway,
bridge,
right?
Our sewer.
Yeah,
that's state highway, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Does that
state highway? Why are we paying anything?
Because it's our utilities.
It's our utilities. Yeah,
we're obligated.
It's our fault. There's manholes. Is what you're saying, right?
We're obligated by either we move them or we. We can't move them.
Where can you move them to, Andy?
We can't move them. So they're in ODOT right away.
I think that we should call them person holes and be politically correct.
Careful. Alicia, you were.
Does that start in October? Is that when it starts?
It'll be this winter, up into 26. So okay. Tentatively, they're going to be going up for bids here pretty quick.
Aren't they going to be doing some major paving pretty soon, too?
That's what this
that's
is
part
all
of.
About.
Yes, sir.
That's the manhole, but I didn't see anything about the paving.
Well, we don't pay for the paving.
No. But it's the same project.
It is an extensive grind and inlay project, replacing that from where Andy mentioned, going all the way up to the highway exit, all the way up there.
So when are they planning on starting the project?
I think she's correct, around the October range. That's so
when
we
it starts to rain, they're going to be paved out. That, yeah, good planning.
So that.
Can I ask a good question?
If you come up here.
Hi, Christy, 241 Southeast Darrell. The manholes, are these on 4299, or are they like at the base of Baker, where they're already... way down there?
Yeah, everything within ODOT right away. So, yeah, everything that's pretty much all for manholes and the sidewalks, anything that's within their right away zone. So, one of the things they're doing is addressing the ADA for ADA curbs and all that type of stuff. You notice I'm working around like with the Vista. The utilities, they give a utility notification a lot of time to go in there to do the work they need to do. So, Vista's been in there, Water District's been in there doing work, trying to just prepare for the project.
So they'll let us know when they're going to start doing the manhole thing so we can go to a different...
They'll be doing night work. That's one of the agreements that we're working with them. So just for obvious reasons, it's really difficult to decide the project to work during the day.
Yeah.
So it'll be night work. And so it'll be hopefully a little bit less cumbersome. So.
Yeah, your people are going to love that, your name. Yeah. I live far away.
Okay. Anything else on the upcoming agenda items? Good, you ordered the check copy.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Just for general information, Avista in the next 2 weeks are going to be checking if you have natural gas at your house. They're going to be coming on the properties and checking for gas leaks, checking the boxes to make sure that they're okay and everything. But I just thought I'd put that out because it's all for 9746 zip code.
Yeah. Maybe they'll find my scope when they come off.
Oh, Lord. Hopefully you give a heads up.
Holy hope, huh?
I can give
you a notification.
I know you do.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Cunningham. Sir.
Bad David.
Wow.
Okay, moving right along. Okay, so check copies, claims in excess of $500. We already saw those announcements. One not on the agenda. The Challenge of the Heroes is on the 19th, this Thursday, at 5:30 to 8 at Carlos's restaurant. Go have police officers or fire people be your waiters. And that's always an exciting time if you want to get even with a police officer or something. It'll haunt you later, I know, because I tried that once. Urban Renewal Agency, September 19th at 5, right here. We have something to talk about for that? Okay.
We do indeed. We have a presentation from the engineer on council chamber.
Perfect. 54th Annual Melon Festivals, the 20th and 22nd, right here at Riverbend, or right there at Riverbend Park. We've got your 6 suicide prevention Fundraiser is September 28th at Riverbend Park, and the next council meeting is on the 7th at City Hall, right here. Executive session, Mr. McIntosh?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night.
I sent the slide deck to the council chambers. And did you get for the next agenda follow up for the chamber? How did you get that?
Are you telling me that the next council meeting?
We need to have
the
meeting adjourned 7:25.